Psalm 119. There was some things that the psalmist was longing for, some things that he asked God for. I guess I've been thinking a lot about our zeal this evening as God's children, and you know, being in the place that we should be. We should have a zeal and a longing for the things of God. In Psalm 119, there's just so much of it. It's wonderful. All of it is. But look at verse 132 in Psalm 119. He said, "Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name." God, look upon me. Look upon me the way you used to look at people that love your name. I want God, when he looks upon me, to see a person that loves his name.
Amen.
I want him to look upon me, and that's what he was saying. Look upon me as thou usest to look upon them that love thy name. In other words, God looked on people that loved his name a certain way.
Amen.
He looked upon them a certain way. I mean, to have God look at you differently than he looks at other people, that's something special. That he identifies, listen, the Lord knoweth them that are his, the Bible said. But he's saying, look thou upon me, be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Now here's another one. Request. He said, order my steps in thy word. Order my steps in thy word. In other words, you know, he wanted his steps, his walk, to be that according to the word of God. He didn't want to walk contrary at all to the word of God. And he wanted God to order his steps according to his word. He had no desire to walk in this life alone, or to walk in his own way. He had no desire to do. He said, God, I want you to order my steps according to thy word. Boy, that's a real request. God, I want to walk in your way.
Right.
That's a zeal. That's a desire. God, I want you to look at me as one that loves your word. God, I want you to order my steps that I can walk in your way according to your word. Look at this. Let not iniquity have dominion over me. God, don't let me be bound, captured by the sin of this world. God, let me be a spiritual being for you. Don't let sin have dominion over me. Some people are overtaken with sin, overtaken with worldliness. But the child of God, listen, with that great zeal that really wants God to look at him in a certain way. And he really, or she, really wants to walk in the ways of God's word. I mean, to really do that. And then he said, God, don't let iniquity, don't let sin have dominion over me.
Amen.
David prayed one time, you remember, and he said, God, search me. See if there's any wicked way in me.
Right.
Lord, I don't want sin in my life. Listen, what he said, here's another one. Let me be free from sin. In other words, that's what he was wanting. Not to be overwhelmed, for it to have dominion over him, but to be free from it. Now, as long as we're here in this world, we're going to battle a fight with sin. We'll have to confess sin, but I believe with all of my heart, listen, if we're praying like this, there's some days that you and I can walk with God, and sin is not as big a problem as it normally is. You believe that? I believe that. I believe that, or God wouldn't have said it in his word. Look what he said here. There's several things he's asking God for. Look upon me. Look at me as one, as those that you used to look at, as those that love your name. God, order my steps. Don't let me iniquity have dominion over me. Let me be free from sin. And look what he said. Deliver me from the oppression of man. Deliver me from the oppression of man. All that man tries to do to oppress my spiritual life. Deliver me from that. And listen, if you live in Christ, if you live godly, you'll be persecuted. Them around you, they'll find a reason. They'll find a reason to persecute you if you try to live for Christ. And he said, Lord, he said, deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. And I like this one, 135. Make your face shine upon me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. Look at the words. Make thy face to shine upon thy servants. There's two ways to look at this. Is that God's face is shining upon us, shining toward us. But then there's another way to look at it. When Moses came down from the mountain of God, spending time with God, what was that glow coming off of him? It may have been the face of God shining upon him. Are you listening to me? Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Lord, let your face shine upon me. Boy, that's wonderful. I mean, that God's face would shine upon me. But not only upon me, but shine upon us, shine from us. That God's face. Make your face to shine upon me. Teach me your word. Teach me thy statutes, he said. Teach me thy statutes. Now look at verse number 139. He said, my zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. But he said, my zeal hath consumed me. That zeal, that he wanted from God, those requests. God, would you look upon me like you used to look upon them that love your word? God, will you be merciful to me? Will you order my steps in your word? Will you let me not be overwhelmed by sin? Will you let me live free from these sins? Will you deliver me from the oppression of man? And will you make your face to shine upon me? Boy, them's some real good requests right there. Just in that little short part right there. You talk about a zeal, wanting that. And I've heard a whole lot of that tonight in these testimonies. A lot of these testimonies telling about what God has done. Amen. How God has worked in you and what God has done for you. Amen. How God has met with you. And Lord, help us to have that zeal just like he's talking about there. Lord, amen. I want you to help me. that my zeal would consume me, that I would be consumed wanting to live in that way that God would have me to live. That's the best life. Amen. Somebody else may have something. I told you I wasn't going to preach tonight. I enjoy